All right, we are now going to get ready for the unfortunately last talk of the NixOS Dev Room this year. And we have on stage Julien and Camille, who are going to talk about unattended encrypted root file system boots on NixOS, which everyone who encrypts their hard drives knows about that problem of not being able to reboot remotely. So give them a round of applause.
Thank you very much. I'm Julien Malka, and this is Camille Mondon, and we are both old students of Ecole Normale Supérieure, and we did this during our studies, so a few months ago. So we are going to talk about Clevis and Tang on NixOS, and I have to say, and to thank NLNet for funding this this new feature in NixOS. So the plan is, I'm going to motivate why it's interesting to have full disk encryption remote servers. We are going to present Clevis, which is the automated encryption framework, give an in-depth view of the Tang protocol, and then talk about our implementation and show you a demo. So, full disk encryption of remote servers, of course, it looks like a good idea. Like critical data or even non-critical data should be protected by full disk encryption nowadays. Problem is often more difficult to do it on servers because when you have full disk encryption, you need to basically input your passphrase at boot. And this requires physical intervention, so it's a bit painful to reboot servers. One solution that is often used is spawning a SSH server in initrd. This way you can, instead of having physical intervention, you can just SSH to your server and input your key and unlock your root partition and continue booting. But this still requires synchronous intervention. So if your server reboots for some reason that it was not planned and you are not awake or doing anything else, your server actually doesn't reboot. So that's why having this kind of solution is interesting.
Okay, so before Julien dives in the McCallum-Morelli protocol, we are going to present the Clevis automated encryption framework. So it's a project developed by the team LatchSet, which is basically just a big set of batch scripts wrapping around José, which is the core encryption system. And it's a pluggable framework for automated decryption. So there's the notion of pins, which is central, is a plugin that implements automated decryption. And to encrypt some data with Clevis, well, you just have to do Clevis encrypt, and then you write the pin you want to use, the config, your plain text message, and then you get a ciphered text in the format GWE. So first, the first kind of pin you can use is a TPM 2.0 pin. I don't know exactly how works the encryption using TPM, but basically Clevis first, José first generates a key, and then this key is used to encrypt the message, and then this key is itself encrypted, and using the key generated by the TPM, and it will be decrypted the same way when Clevis needs to decrypt the message.